Welcome to Lectio. I have been noticing how easy it is to get distracted by all the different things going on in my life. Some of them are good and important things, but they do tend to distract me from turning towards God and noticing Him throughout my day. Lectio gives me the opportunity to stop and notice God. Thanks so much for joining me in a mini Sabbath to rest and reconnect with God. During Lectio, I will read the scripture three times. Following the scripture reading, I will hold 2 to 3 minutes of silence for you to be with God, to rest with Him, and hear from Him. The first thing to do is make sure that you are in a comfortable position where you can remain alert and yet also relax your body. Bring your attention to your breath and allow a few moments to become centered. The goal is to let go of all those things that are distracting you so you can be more aware of God's voice. If you find yourself distracted at any time, gently return to the rhythm of your breath as an anchor for your awareness. Allow yourself to settle into this moment and become fully present. Jesus, thank you that you love us and choose to be with us. Thank you that we have heard your voice and we have turned toward you. We are here to be with you and hear from you. Continue to transform us to become more like you. We love you. I will read our passage through once. You are probably familiar with this story, so it would be easy to explore it from a knowledge perspective. However, we are doing Lectio, and this is a time to let God lead, to let Him use His word, the scripture, to speak to you about you and not about something you are going to learn. Your job is to notice. Notice a word or a phrase that jumps out at you. God is using this word or phrase of scripture to begin a conversation with you. Hold on to this word during the silence. You don't have to figure out what God is doing. Just notice. Our scripture is Mark 4:1-9. Again, Jesus began to teach by the lake. The crowd that gathered around him was so large that he got into a boat and sat in it out on the lake, while all the people were along the shore at the water's edge. He taught many things by parable, and in his teaching said, "Listen, a farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow, but when the sun came up, the plants were scorched and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants, so that they did not bear grain. Still other seed fell on good soil. It came up, grew, and produced a crop, multiplying 30, 60, or even 100 times." Then Jesus said, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." Thank you. I'm going to read the text again. This time, we are going beyond noticing to engaging with the word or phrase. You can ask God to help you do this. How does this word or phrase that God has handed you connect to your life? What does it make you remember or feel? Any sounds or smells or feelings? You don't have to work hard at this. It is God who is leading and God who is making the connections for you. Be confident that He is working. Mark 4:1-9. Again, Jesus began to teach by the lake. The crowd that gathered around him was so large that he got into a boat and sat in it out on the lake while all the people were along the shore at the water's edge. He taught them many things by parables, and in his teaching said, "Listen, a farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow, but when the sun came up, the plants were scorched, and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among the thorns, which grew up and choked the plants, so that they did not bear grain. Still other seed fell on good soil. It came up, grew, and produced a crop, multiplying 30, 60, or even 100 times." Then Jesus said, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." I will read the text a third time. God offered you a word or a phrase. He has helped you notice how it connects to you personally, to your life. Now he is offering you an invitation. God always invites. He doesn't force us. We have the choice to say yes or no to him. The invitation he offers will be for our good, but also for the good of the world. So consider the word or phrase and what it has evoked for you in memory, image, or feeling. How will what you have discovered so far impact your life? What is God inviting you to? It may not be a task. It may be a new way to be or a new understanding of yourself or God. Matthew 4:1-9. Again, Jesus began to teach by the lake. The crowd that gathered around him was so large that he got into a boat and sat in it out on a lake, while all the other people were along the shore at the water's edge. He taught them many things by parables, and in his teaching said, "Listen, a farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants so that they did not bear grain. Still other seed fell on good soil. It came up, grew, and produced a crop, multiplying 30, 60, or even 100 times. Then Jesus said, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." During the first three movements of Lectio, we have turned towards God. Whether we say yes or no to his invitation, he still desires to be with us. So for the remainder of our time, rest and enjoy God's company. Return to your breath if you find yourself distracted. Gently connect to your breath again and slowly bring your awareness back to the room, moving from inner experience to outer experience. Give yourself some time of transition between these moments of contemplative depth and your everyday life. You may consider taking a few minutes to journal about what you experienced in your prayer. By your Holy Spirit, O God, give us hearts to love you, minds to know you, souls to bless you, and strength to serve you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go with God.